Blog Talk Radio.
In your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice.
So this thing ain't going to affect when we start obeying the voice of Yahuwah, right?
Hallelujah.
Now let me verse 16 to 17, Sister J. Israel is singing royalty. Is that 15 to 17? Yes, ma'am.
And if thou deal thus with me, deal me, I pray thee, out of me.
Exodus 34. Let's see what he laid before the people. Let's get it in Deuteronomy 30, brother. Let's see what he laid before the people, brother. Deuteronomy 30, let's get 15, 19 and 20. Let's see what Moses laid before the people. Deuteronomy 30, 15, 19 and 20, one of the three Israel. What did he lay before the people here, mother? Deuteronomy 30, 15, 19 and 20.
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15, 19. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15, verse 15.
What do you say?
See, I have set before you this day life, life and good, and death and evil.
So he said, I set before you this day, life and good, right?
Right.
Death and evil. Verse number 19, what did he say?
Verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
I call heaven and earth to recall this day against you.
Go ahead.
That I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses.
Go ahead.
Therefore choose life, that both thus and thy seed may live.
What he said, make the right choice, Israel. Choose life, right? Go ahead. Verse 20.
Verse 20.
Come on.
That you might love the Yahuwah, that Yahuwah.
Now, how do you love your Yahuwah?
Yeah.
What should we go to precept that? How do we love our Yahuwah?
That's right.
Elementary word, yeah. I mean, we don't teach you why y'all should be raising your hand high right about now, right?
Hallelujah.
We still operate in elementary word, yeah. We ain't even made it to high school yet. Deuteronomy 30. How do we show that we love our Yahuwah?
That we can read.
14, 15. Thank you. It's loud, mother.
You
got muffled. Say it loud.
St. John 14:15.
Come on with it, mother. St. John 14:15. Come on.
Yahuwah.
How do we love our Yahuwah? St. John 14:15. Come on, mother. You can't get out of the way for these young lions. You busy right now.
St. John
14:15.
What
do you say? If you love me, keep my Torah instructions. Yahuwah said, if you love me, you'll keep my Torah instructions. Verse 21.
Verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he is that love me. So Yahuwah say, he or she that have my commandments, keep them, right?
The only one that I know is all in love with me. There we go. And he, a sheep,
and he that loveth me, and he or she that loveth me shall be loved of my Father.
And he or she that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. Go ahead.
And I will love him and will manifest myself to him.
Verse 24, what do you say?
Verse 24.
Yes, ma'am.
And he that loved me not.
But the one that don't love me, what about me?
He does not my sin.
Mm-hmm.
And the word that he heareth is not mine, but the Father which sent me.
But Yahuwah said, I'm operating up under the banner of Yahuwah the Father, right?
Hallelujah. The
word that you hear is not mine. Is that right? But he is that sent me. Let's look at St. John to save his people. Book of St. John chapter 7. Then we can get a second witness concerning that matter. St. John chapter 7, verse 16. I'm going to give me about two more and I'm going to be out. St. John 7, verse number 16. To save his people, you'll see it, Roy.
John chapter 7, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus answered him.
Said,
my doctrine is not mine.
He said, my doctrine is not mine, but who?
But his that sent me.
But Because why that sent me? Because to the apocrypha Esther, chapter 16, Brother Makai Israel is being royal. Let's read a little bit about what's going down, how they made it through the fire here, yeah, Brother Makai. The book of Esther in the apocrypha, chapter 16. Look at that verse number 1. 7 through 10, 14 through 19. Let's read a little bit of this historical information here. See what's going down, Brother Micaiah Israel, the Roy. Esther 16, verse number 1, 7 through 10, 14 through 19. Brother Micaiah Israel, the Roy.
Okay. 1 through 9. You said the book of Esther and Apocrypha?
That's correct.
Okay.
Chapter 16, verse number 1, 7 through 10. 14 through 19.
Okay, the book of Esther. Make sure I got it right. Chapter 16, verse
yes.
1.
Yes, sir.
11 through 10, 14 through 19, right?
Please.
Verse 16. I mean, chapter 16, verse 1 reads.
What do you mean?
The great king, how you say that for
me?
A Tetris unto the princes and governors of 107 and 20 provinces from India. Unto Ethiopia.
Well, his kingdom ran from India to Ethiopia.
Come on.
Now, India, the original name of what they call the land mass of India was who? Who was given that land mass?
I was telling Clay.
That's right.
Who was given that land mass? Let's see if we can pull it out. Let's see if we can get a name in the book of
Daniel.
Yeah. That's right.
Let's see who that
last
man by name.
Hallelujah.
In the book of Daniel.
Bible study
class. Bible
part of the
seven. Let's see if I can run it down. Y'all know I
got to
lay my eyes on it right.
Hallelujah.
Let's look at Daniel chapter 8.
Hallelujah.
Let's look at verse number 1 and
2.
Let's see if we can get a name.
That's right.
Find out what bloodline it belongs to, right?
Chapter 8, verse 1 and 2.
What do you
read? In the third year of the reign of King Nebuchadnezzar.
The third year of the reign of King Belshazzar.
Visions appeared unto me, even unto me, Daniel, after that which appeared unto me at the first.
So Daniel said, Yahweh was working with me, right?
Hallelujah.
First number 2, Daniel the seer. So Yahweh sent some visitation.
Mm-hmm.
To me. What happened in verse 2?
Verse 2. And I saw in a vision,
uh-huh.
It came to pass. When I saw that I was at the
Shushan.
In the palace, which is in the
province
of
Elam.
And I saw
so this is in the province of who?
Elam.
Now, who is Elam?
Hallelujah. Well, Bible study class. Who is Elam?
Who is
so when you see this word India, like the elder just said, you know what it means. It's polluted for what word now? Elam. And the question is now on the table, who is Elam? Now, who is that? That we can read.
Who this land belongs to?
That we can read.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We got to be on the
no-no. Hallelujah. That we can read.
Hallelujah.
Now, what can we read of that?
That's right.
The book of Genesis. Picking up that verse. You said you want that verse 21?
Yeah, pick up that 21. Let's get the whole storyline here.
Hallelujah, bro.
Verse 21 read.
What do you mean?
It's a Shem also, the father of all the children of Eber.
Well, this is the lineage of Shem, right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can drop the 22 and let's see if we can write that name down.
Verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
The children of Shem. Elam.
Who?
Elam.
There you go.
So that's that it. Man might belong to who?
Elam.
So when you hear that word called India, what's it supposed to be there?
Elam.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. What?
Geography and everything,
yeah. Hallelujah. We got to raise that level up, y'all. We got to come on.
Let's go back to that Esther 16, Brother
Mackay.
Okay, going back to the book of Esther. So this conversation, a tax written. King Elam, right?
Yeah.
He is making some statements concerning the matter of what just went down. Come down to verse number
7
through 10. Let's see what he
got to
say.
Okay, the book of Esther, chapter 16. Drop it down, verse 7 to 10.
Yeah, because he let you give us some insight about how Esau operates.
Hallelujah.
Come on, what did he say here?
Verse 7 reads.
What did it read?
Now, verse 7 reads. Mm-hmm. Now you may see this, as we have declared, not so much by ancient history.
He said, you might see this, as we have declared. But you ain't
going
to find it in ancient history.
Hallelujah.
As you may, if you search what has been wickedly done of late through the pestilent behavior of them that are unworthily placed in authority.
He said, that's
people, right.
They are unworthily in authority, right?
Uh-huh.
That's
what
right.
Verse 8.
Hold
that point there, brother. Okay.
I got
a precept that if
I can pull it out,
man.
I'm looking for Proverbs. I need
when the
wicked are in authority. That's what I need.
Yeah, let me get it. Yeah, I know.
Proverbs,
you
help me out,
yeah. Yes, sir. Get there. Let me get
there. Proverbs. I'll see you.
29.
Yeah, 29, verse 2.
2.
Put the money to Israel to see right. Proverbs 29, verse 2, what do you think? Look at Proverbs 29, verse 2. Put the money to Israel to see you right. Yes, ma'am.
Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice.
They say when the Torah instructed keepers are in authority, right? The people rejoice. Go ahead.
But when the wicked bear
rule,
the people mourn.
He said, but when the wicked, we can run around the bar with that one, but we ain't gonna take it that far. But go back to that after 16. Y'all know who the wicked is. We can read that, right?
Hallelujah.
We ain't even got to touch that. The book of Esther 16. Take it back up at verse number 8. Verse number 8, come on.
Book of Esther, chapter 16. Taking up at verse 8.
Yes, sir.
Verse 8 reads, and we must take care for the time to come that our kingdom may be quiet and peaceable for all men.
Go ahead, read on.
Verse 9.
What do you say?
Both by changing our purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And always judging things that are evident with more equal perceiving.
Go ahead, read on.
Verse 10.
What did he say?
For Haman.
Haman.
Oh, yeah, Haman. For Haman.
Now, Haman is the Agagite, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Descendant of the five sons of Esau. Get ready to tell you a few things about Esau and his five sons.
That's
come
right.
On.
Yeah, for Haman,
mm-hmm.
A Macedonian.
So he said Haman was... Now, we know that he wasn't Macedonian, right?
Right, but he was. He
took
right.
That label too, right?
Hallelujah.
Go ahead. The son of who?
Macedonia.
The son of
Amadathi. The son of
Amadathi. Go ahead.
Being indeed a stranger from the Persian blood.
Now, who are these Persians here?
Hallelujah.
We read that this was the land of Elam, right?
Elam.
Right.
That's what we read.
Mm-hmm.
He said that for him not being a descendant of Elam, go ahead.
Uh-huh. And far distant from our goodness.
Go ahead.
And as a stranger received of us.
So he said, we treated this guy real good. We brought him in and we made him feel welcome, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's see how Esau dealt in verse 14. What did he do?
Verse 14.
Yes, sir.
For by these means he thought. Finding us destitute of friends.
Go ahead.
To have translated the kingdom of Persia to the Macedonians.
You mean when Esau get a foothold in, that His next move is take over.
Yeah.
Is that what we read here?
We read.
That's how he operates.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, read on.
Verse 15.
Yes, sir.
But we find that Yada, through the word Judah,
go ahead,
whom this wicked wretch has delivered to utter destruction.
Now, this is the king of Elam talking, right?
Uh-huh.
Everybody aware of what Esau is old, but us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, we think we still supposed to be rubbing shoulders with the five sons of Esau, right?
Uh-huh.
You take me to lunch today, I take you to lunch tomorrow. Go ahead, read up.
Are no evildoers,
mm-hmm,
but live by most just to arise structure.
You know, y'all got Judah. What they working with, I wish I could get some of that.
Hallelujah.
I wish I could get a little bit of what they working with.
Right.
Verse 16, come on.
16, read.
What do you read?
And that they be children of the Most High Yahweh.
You mean the king of Elam. You knew that you were the people of Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
You think they don't know that today?
Hallelujah.
They know you the people of Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, read on.
And most mighty living Yahweh,
mm-hmm,
who has ordered the kingdom both unto us and to our progenitors in the most excellent manner.
He said, look here, I know Yahweh put me in this position. Go ahead, read up.
Verse 17.
Uh-huh.
Wherefore, you should do no well not to put in execution the letter sent unto you by Haman, the son of Amaka.
So he said, now whatever Haman worked with, you could scratch that.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 18. Come
18.
On.
Mm-hmm. For he that was the worker of these things is hanged at the gate of Shushan, mm-hmm, with all his family.
You know, look here. This guy came up with this plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
We done hung him with everything tied to his hip.
Yep.
That's what happened to the five sons of Esau, right?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, read up.
Yahweh,
mm-hmm,
who ruleth all things.
Go ahead.
Speedily rendering vengeance to him according to his debt.
Dessert. So this is what he had coming, right? And we know that we can read that Esau still got a whooping. He's still going to get whooped, right?
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, Yahweh. Verse 19. Uh-huh.
Therefore, you shall publish the copy of this letter in all places.
Go ahead.
That Yada polluted Judah,
mm-hmm,
through the word Judah, may freely live after their own Torah instruction.
So we look on the other side of the thing, we're looking for the day when we can just freely serve our Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Right? And all that going to bring in the young lion from the tribe of Yahweh Judah, from the Micaiah Israel seed royal. You ready to roll, brother?
Hallelujah. I'm going to hand it over to Brother T and let him kick it off. Right now, that I'm going to come in behind Brother T. Tell me, Brother Titus, Teacher Titus is real.
All right.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah. All right, Muddy E. Give me Luke chapter 12, verse 12. That's right. And by the Spirit will teach you in that same hour which you ought to say. That same hour. Okay. Okay, we're going to give me Luke 21. Pick up at verse 14. Luke 21, verse 14. Yes, ma'am.
Luke 21, verse 14. Tell it here, therefore, in your mind, not to meditate before what you shall answer.
Verse 15.
For I will give you a mouth, and with which all your adversaries shall not be able.
Okay, what do you mean by I will give you a mouth and wisdom? Okay, where the wisdom starts with? Now, how you get this wisdom first? You got to have what on you? Y'all should know this one. You got to have what on you to have this wisdom? But you got to have first for this wisdom to kick in. Aliyakwa. No. You got to have a verse. Or you got to have this wisdom. How you get this wisdom first, you got to have what on you? Okay, y'all, we can go to, let's go to Psalms real quick. Sister J. Israel, give me Psalms 111, verse 10.
The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his Torah instruction. His praise can do it forever.
See, that's what wisdom starts with. Right there, just the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding, all they do is Torah instruction. The first five books, which is the foundation. Okay, let's see what the Son says about this. Let's see what David's son said about that. Let's see what Solomon says about this. The son follows after the father. That's an order. Once he gets this, he passes it on to his son. All right, let's see what Solomon says about this. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Mother Z, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7.
Chapter 1, verse 7.
You get this knowledge along with this wisdom. Go ahead.
But fools despise wisdom and instruction.
And now we read in the early part about they say wisdom is what too high for a fool, right? Wisdom is too high for a fool. So yeah, it goes in right with this. All right, go ahead, Sister Phoebe, be a princess Israel, E. Roy. What is it concerning about this fool or concerning... Is that Proverbs chapter 9? One in ten. It's best to be 9 and 10.
Okay.
9 and 10.
Verse 9, verse 1.
Okay, go ahead.
Verse 1. Wisdom have buildeth her house, her family. She shall
talk to Camp 4 up there. Talk to Camp 4.
Verse 9. Give his instructions to a wise man, and he will yet be wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning.
Okay, in verse 9 here, give instructions to a wise man and woman, and how you become wise. Yeah, to a wise man, and how you be wise. And verse 9.
Make it plain, Brother Titus. Make it plain.
How you be wise? Y'all should know, went over this. We can read. How you be wise? We can read. Hallelujah. All right, go ahead, Sister Baby of it.
Sister Monica.
Second Timothy chapter 3.
That from a child thou hast known the righteous scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through the covenant which is in Yahuwah, the Son of Yahuwah's body.
That will make you wise, knowing the righteous scriptures. That will make you wise. Okay? On that wise thing right here, because a lot of people say they wise, right? Okay, give me that Jeremiah 8. Give me that Jeremiah chapter 8, Sister J. Israel. Give me that Jeremiah chapter 8 real quick. You're talking about all the one that hold them titles, deacons, yeah, bishops, pastors. He talks to all them. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 8.
How do you say we are wise?
Yeah, how can you say you are wise? Go ahead. When you see this word law, first five books, Torah instruction.
Scribe.
It means in vain. It's for nothing. It's in vain. Okay, verse 9.
Verse 9 reads, the wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Yahuwah.
Yeah.
And what wisdom is in them?
Yeah, what wisdom they got in there? They rejected the word of Yahuwah. You ain't got that. What wisdom you have?
Yeah,
that's right. Okay, yeah, go back to that Proverbs 9.
Proverbs chapter 9, verse
10. Right there.
Verse 10. The fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom.
Yeah.
And the knowledge of the righteous is understanding.
Righteous is understanding. Yeah, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 13.
In the list of him that have understanding, wisdom is found, but a lie is for. It's the list of him that have understanding wisdom is found, but a lie is for the back of him that is void of understanding.
Okay, but on him his back is void of understanding. Okay, let me get this verse 8, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 8. Real quick, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 8.
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 8. The wise in mind will receive Torah instruction.
See that? The wise in mind are going to receive the first five books, Torah instruction. Go ahead. Okay, prating. Let's find out what this word is. We all waiting to learn something. Who this word prating so we have an understanding of what this means. Hallelujah. Google the word prating. P-R-A-T-I-N-G. So we have an understanding of that. Prating. Let's find out what that word is. What's the meaning of that word. Prating. Yeah, we're in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 8. Yeah, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 8. This word prating. Might go with the word prating. Yeah, just look up this word prating. Prating. See that? That's what that means, foolish talk. About that means, foolish talk. And so now we know what that means. It means talking foolishness. Foolish talk. Okay, that's what that means, prating. Okay. I thought this, okay, in this Proverbs 9:9, give instruction. And how you get instruction? What's the definition of instruction? Instruction. And that Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9. That instruction. Aluyakwa. This instruction starts with here. Okay. We're going to get at Proverbs 6. We're going to start with Proverbs 6, verse 23. Proverbs 6, verse 23. Right, Sister John Israel, Proverbs chapter 6, verse
23. For the Torah instructions is a lamp, and the Torah instructions is light. Every truth of instructions are the way of life.
Okay. All right. The way of life. Okay. Proverbs 4. We're going to pick up at Proverbs 4, 1 and 2. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Mother Z. So that doctrine means good teaching. Forsake ye not my Torah instruction. First five books, that's the teaching. Okay. All right, another hit on that. We good on that, the wisdom and understanding. Okay, here's one on instruction as well, too. 2 Timothy, this is J, Israel. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Inspiration.
And it is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in
righteousness. For instructions in righteousness. Okay. What is righteousness? Instruction in righteousness. What is righteousness? Then we can read. What is righteousness? Then we can read. Yahweh, that's what I'm talking about. Psalm 119, 142 and 144. Go ahead, Sister Phoebe, Prince of Israel. Psalm 119, 142 and 144.
Your
righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. Your Torah instruction is truth. 144. The righteousness of your
testimony, your covenant, is everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live.
Hashaliah. 170. Okay. 172.
Uh-huh.
All the Torah instructions are righteous.
What David pulled that from? Let's go to Deuteronomy.
That's right.
They don't understand nothing. See, that's the order. Search what's in the heavenly tablets, the first five books. Deuteronomy 6:25. Mother Z.
Deuteronomy 6:25. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these Torah instructions. Behold, the Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he has commanded us.
Yahweh. Who's writing this? Yeah. Okay. Yahweh. All right. That's why you got to seek Yahweh. When you do the first five books, you're seeking Yahweh. All right. Give me that, what I mean by when I say seek Yahweh, I got to have a verse on the table when I say that. Okay. Sister J, give me that, give me Isaiah 55 real quick. Give me Isaiah 55. Think about verse 6. Isaiah 55, verse 6. Isaiah 55, verse 6.
Make it plain, Brother Titus. Make it plain. Y'all
line,
do some roaring over there.
Hear
some roaring
over there, Brother Titan.
Isaiah 55:6.
Verse 6. Verse 3. Seek ye Yahweh while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Hallelujah. You said seek Yahweh while he may be found.
Uh-huh.
That's in his first five books. Call upon him while he is near. Okay.
What's that, Mother E? We hear you over there, Mother E.
Precept the righteous.
Oh, hallelujah, God. Well, Moses said she waiting to hear some precept for that righteousness. That's what she said. I'm waiting to hear.
Oh, you want to hear some more of the righteousness? So we went to Deuteronomy 6:25 with the Psalms 119, 142, 144, 172.
Yeah.
Then you can also, what else is our righteous? We know the first five books are righteous. What else are our righteous?
Moses won't hear your roar. They won't hear some roaring going on around.
How about Jeremiah 23? Who's our righteous? Jeremiah 23:6. How about Jeremiah 23:6?
Hallelujah, bro. That's right.
How about Jeremiah 23:6?
It happened now.
Jeremiah 23:6. Is that Romans 1:5?
Romans 10:5.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And let me see, Romans 10. Okay, go ahead. Okay, we can go there, then we go on the Romans. Go ahead, Jeremiah 23, we'll get then a second witness on the Jeremiah 23 while we're in the Jeremiah 23:6. Jeremiah 23:6.
Yeah,
all right, Sister J. Israel, Jeremiah 23:6.
Yeah, verse 3.
In his days, Yada. That's the southern kingdom. Go ahead.
And Israel shall dwell safely.
That's the northern kingdom. Northern kingdom. The northern tribes will dwell safely alone. Go ahead.
And this is his name, whereby he shall be called Yahweh our righteousness.
Yahuwah, our righteousness. Our righteousness. Second witness on that while we're in here real quick. Same book, Jeremiah. Going to Jeremiah chapter. Yahuwah, Jeremiah 33:16.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Jeremiah 33:16. This is the feedback of being Prince Israel, Jeremiah 33:16.
In those days shall Yahya Judah be saved, and Jerusalem, polluted from the northern kingdom, 10 northern tribes, shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called, Yahweh, our righteousness.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, but wait a minute. Go back and read that verse again now. And read that verse again now. Now, you young lion to the cough, this is what you just said now.
Okay, y'all know she said Jerusalem. What you said again? Read that again.
Read that again.
Yeah, 'cause we read in Jeremiah 23:6. He got Israel in there. That's why we said that the northern kingdom. Go with Jeremiah 23:6.
Yeah.
Right. But in Jeremiah 23:6, we got Israel there.
Yeah, 10 northern tribes.
Right.
10 northern tribes.
In Jeremiah 33:16, you got Jerusalem.
Read that verse again one more time now, A.B. Read that verse again.
Jeremiah 33:16.
Mm-hmm.
In those days shall Yahya Judah be saved, and Jerusalem to be for.
Northern tribe will come in pain. Shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called.
All right,
keep it moving. Keep it rolling.
All right. Okay. All right.
Nah, you right.
You all good? You all good? All
right. You just making sure we go for it. Okay. All right. That righteousness. You had some Muddy E. And that Romans 10 chapter. All right. Romans chapter 10, verse 3 and 5. Yeah, they have to be, they have to throw one, so what it was talking about, Okay, we had Romans, we talking about Romans 10, right? Romans 10 chapter, about this righteousness here. Yeah, we just came from that. We in Romans now. We in, we're in Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, what's up, Money?
Romans chapter 10, verse 1.
Verse 1, 3, and 5.
Verse 1. Brethren, my heart desires and prayers to Yahweh for Israel here, that they may be saved. For they be as ignorant of Yahweh's righteousness, going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of Yahweh.
So that means they not submitted themselves to the righteousness of Yahweh. That means when that Deuteronomy 6 chapter verse 25, the first five books, they broke away from that the northern kingdom that was going to be in Rome. That Paul was sent to. Go ahead.
Verse 5. For Moses described the
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And the man with two of those things shall live by me.
Mm. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, she live in there. Okay, we got back to that Romans. Saint Philip. Philip 3:9. Okay, let's see what that Philip chapter 3:9. Philippians, right, chapter 3:9. Right.
Yeah.
Philippians, chapter 3:9. In Philippians. Philippians, chapter 3:9. That's it, Philippians, chapter 3:9. Yeah, it's a precept on here. Go ahead.
Having my own righteousness, which is of the Torah instruction, but that which is called the covenant.
Which is through the covenant?
Which is through the covenant of Yahuwah the Son, the righteousness, which is of Yahuwah by the covenant.
Yahuwah. Yahuwah. You say you had something in Ephesians, Brother mm-hmm. Makai?
No, I ain't had nothing.
Oh, okay. All right. So we got to do this first 5 books, the Torah instructions, so we'd be shut down. Well, I say that Romans chapter 7.
It says written by Moses.
Romans chapter 7, verse 1. Romans chapter 7, verse 1. Sister J. Israel, Romans chapter 7, verse 1. Book of Romans chapter 7, verse 1.
Right.
Yeah, dominion. See that? As long as you're alive, you got to keep it. You have dominion over you as long as you live. But you got to do this until you know, shut down, okay? All right? Yahuwah. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Look at Ezekiel chapter 3.
You're going to Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 3. Ezekiel chapter 3.
17 through 21.
You said Ezekiel.
Ezekiel chapter 3, 17 through 21.
Okay.
27,
but Micaiah,
Israel,
see
what? Yeah, what? You gotta keep this Torah instruction as long as you live. Let's see what's going on in Ezekiel, Brother Mike.
Okay, the book of Ezekiel the seer, chapter 3, verse 17 down to 21.
Yes,
verse 17 read.
Yeah.
Son of man, I have made you a watchman unto the family of Israel.
This conversation has always gone to how many people? Y'all always talking to one people, right?
That's right, Israel. Nation of Israel.
If it's Genesis, if it's Matthew, if it's Revelation, you're talking to one people.
That's right.
Now, we can read that in
Israel.
Mm-hmm. That you only have, I know. I ain't talking to strangers.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Therefore, hear the word in my mouth.
Yeah.
And give them warning from me.
Go ahead, read out.
Verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
When I say unto the wicked, you should surely die.
Mm-hmm.
And you giveth him not one.
You keep your mouth shut, right?
Nor speaking to one the wicked from his wicked way.
Go ahead.
To save his life.
Go ahead.
The same wicked man should die in his sin.
Mm-hmm.
But his blood would I require at your hand.
I was listening to some brothers. They was coming up with that teaching, once saved, always saved.
Mm-hmm.
No. Brother, you're teaching the people following. Go ahead, read up.
Verse 19.
Uh-huh.
Yet if you warn the wicked,
mm-hmm.
and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way,
what?
He should die in his sin. But you have delivered your soul, your body.
Verse 20, come on.
Verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Again, when a righteous man doeth turn from his righteousness.
No, turn from
that's right.
All of a sudden you want to turn back, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, what about it?
And commit sin.
And do what?
And commit sin.
Oh, now you become a Torah structure breaker, right?
Breaker.
Go ahead.
And I lay a stumbling block before him.
Say, what Yahweh said he's going to do?
Lay a stumbling block before him or her.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm going to lay a stumbling block.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, read out.
He or she should die.
Uh-huh.
Because you have not given him or her one. He or she shall die in their sin.
Mm-hmm.
And their righteousness, Torah instruction breaking, which he hath done, shall not be remembered. But, in their Torah instructions, which he hath done, shall not be remembered.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. But his or her blood will I require at your hand.
Mm. 21, what did he say?
21, read. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man or woman, that the righteous sin not.
That the righteous don't break Torah instruction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And he or she do not sin,
mm-hmm.
he or she should surely live, because he or she is warned. Also, you have delivered their soul. Bye.
All right.
Okay, Ezekiel had to be reading what? Leviticus chapter 5. Let's get in Leviticus chapter 5 real quick. Verse 1 and verse 17. Leviticus chapter 5, verse 1 and verse 17. Hallelujah. Leviticus chapter 5, verse 1 and verse 17. Mother E. Leviticus chapter 5, verse 1 and verse 17. This is tied in what we just read in Ezekiel 3:17-21. Leviticus chapter 5, pick up at verse 1 and verse 17.
Leviticus chapter 5, verse 1 and verse 17. Verse 1. And if they
sow
a person's sin.
A person's sin.
And hears the voice of swearing and gives a witness whether he has seen or
known of it?
Of it. If you do not utter it, then he shall be your, then he or she shall bear your iniquity.
Right. Would that mean that you see a person saying, I'm keeping the first day, I'm going the first day. If you don't say nothing like, no, the first day is the wrong day. If you don't say, no, the Sabbath day is from Friday evening to Saturday evening.
Yeah.
You don't say nothing about that. If you just keep it and never mind, knowing you know the matter, so you just as guilty as that person is.
What's that person from another nation?
What nation?
What nation?
Any nation that's not of them. Filipino. Chinese. What we hear them saying?
No, we only put one out, people only. All right. Go ahead, verse 17.
Let's get on that.
All right.
Let's get on some of that.
All right. Okay.
This is Bible study class, Bible study Saturday.
Okay, okay. All right.
Let's get on it. Let's get on that. That's excellent. Now, say it again one more time, Sister Jones.
What I ask, I say, because he said anything when you see a person saying they're going to keep the first day.
Okay.
You are supposed to say something. If you don't say anything, their blood is on your hands.
Right.
Okay, right.
I ask a question because there's a woman from other nationalities.
Right.
And she always comes to me telling me how she's going to go to church Sunday.
Right.
Same.
Okay.
That's why I be with you. So I'm just questioning. Am I supposed to say something to her too?
All right. That's a good question. Okay. Now let's see young lions go in the scripture with the hill in the background with it. We don't see what we can come up with that. That's excellent.
All
right. That's the question. Bible study class.
Okay. Okay.
Yahweh bless you, dear Israel of Sion.
Let's get busy, young lions. And remember, Dale is
okay.
In the background.
Isaiah.
That's an excellent question on the table. What about the other nation? Because that's what they always use. What about the other nation?
Right.
Huh? So now, what about the other nation that we can read about the question that Sister Jones Israel asks, should you warn the other nations about keeping the Sabbath day?
If we hear them saying
it, whatever they're doing, what do we supposed to do that we can read? Now, let's get busy. I'll tell you what I do.
All right.
Well, let me throw one in just to get warmed up.
Okay.
Help me out there, hey, Mother, help me out. Let me see what, I'm going to throw one like the one on trade myself. Let's go to Deuteronomy 32. We're going to Deuteronomy 32. I'm going to throw one on table, and maybe these young lions are pick up on this statement right here. Let's go to the 32nd chapter, and we'll pick up at verse number 8. 8 down to verse 10. I'm going to throw one in. Deuteronomy 32, 8 through 10. Mother E, what it say? Mm-hmm.
Both sides divided the nation for their inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
And he separated the sons of Adam. He set the boundaries of the people according to the number of the children of Israel.
So what did Yahweh do in his creation concerning Israel? He done what with Israel?
That's
right. Separate. He separated Israel. Yeah. That's what he did with Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Well, read a little bit more.
And Yahweh's portion is his people.
And Israel is the lot of his inheritance. Go ahead.
He found him in a desert land.
He found the children of Israel in the desert land.
Mm-hmm.
And with howling.
Yes.
He led him about.
He led him if the children of Israel about.
That's right.
He instructed.
What did he do to the children of Israel?
Instructed.
So he instructed the children of Israel.
Okay.
And he said the children of Israel as the apple of his eye.
Yeah.
So now, I just threw one in there. I threw me one in there just to get it started.
I'm going to pick it up now, fast,
sir. All right, hallelujah.
Sister Stone, turn to Leviticus chapter 20.
Yeah.
Verse 8, 24, and 26. And,
that's it.
Yeah, you'll go to Leviticus chapter 20. Yeah, and hold down verse 8, 24, and verse 26. Since they bid, you come ahead and you give us the book of Judges, chapter 2, 1, 3. Chapter 2, 1 through 3. And we go, I'm going to kick it off right there like that.
Leviticus chapter
20,
verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 8, 24, and 26.
Chapter 20. Verse 8, give me verse 24 and 26. Pick it up at verse 8.
Uh-huh.
Yahweh will sanctify you.
So Yahweh will sanctify you. Uh-huh.
Verse 24.
Uh-huh.
But I have said unto you,
what did he say?
Inherit their land.
Uh-huh.
And I will give it to you to possess it.
Uh-huh.
A land that flows with milk and honey.
Yeah.
I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Okay, so he separated from other people. Who he talking about? Who's in this case the point? Who he separated? Go back and give me Leviticus chapter 20 and pick it up at verse 1. Read verse 1 and verse 2.
Yeah.
Then Yahweh spake unto Moses saying, again, the children of Israel.
Uh-huh. Keep going.
Whoever he be,
uh-huh,
the children of Israel.
Okay.
Or of the strangers that sojourn in Israel.
Okay.
That giveth any of his children unto
Moloch. So we're going to stop right there. So he's speaking to the children of Israel, right? So what did he tell the children of Israel in verse 26?
You shall be righteous unto me.
Uh-huh.
For I am Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
And I am righteous.
Uh-huh.
And have severed you from other people.
What did he do?
He separated us.
So we separate from other people. That what? Who are we to him?
We should be his.
That you should be mine. So we his, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I want you to read this part right here, Sister Jones. Go read Judges 2:1-3. Hold there, Sister AP. I want Sister Jones go read Judges chapter 2, verse 1-3.
Yes, sir.
We need to find out what's going on when it comes to these other nations. We don't hold no punches when it comes to them.
Bible study, bottom part of Saturday. The young lions is roaring out of Camp 1. Come on.
Yeah, give us some. Give me Judges chapter 2. Give me verses 1 through 3.
Okay. Judges chapter 2.
Yeah.
1 through 3.
Yes, ma'am.
And the ministering spirit of Yahweh came up from Gilgal to both.
So the minister spirit came, of Yahweh, and what did he say?
He said, I made you to go up out of Egypt.
So Yahweh said, I made you leave up out of Mezzarim, flew the word Egypt, yes.
And have brought you into the land without the fathers, and I have said, I will never break my covenant.
So Yahweh said, I ain't breaking no covenant with you, Israel. Yeah. What did he say in verse 2?
Yeah.
What did he say, don't make no what?
No leave.
So we ain't got no business make no leave with these other inhabitants of these lands. Keep going. What did he say?
You shall throw down their altars.
Their altars are their mind. The mind. Keep
That's
it out
right.
of your mind. That's what the altar he's talking about.
And you shall not obey. And you have not. But you have not obeyed. Yeah,
nobody want to obey their voice. We want to go teach these other nations that, you can be part of us. You can be our friend. Look what happens to us now. That's where we in the reason. That's why we in a position where we are today.
Why
Keep
have
going.
You done this?
Why have you done this, Israel? Keep going.
Okay. Therefore, I also said, I would not drive them out.
So now they ain't going to be driven out before us. They're around us right now. We don't own no stores in our neighborhood.
Mm.
Keep going.
But they shall be a
thorn. Hey, thorns in our side.
Yeah.
They selling us pork, beer, weed. They sell us everything under the sun that's poison.
Yeah.
Thorns to our
that's
side.
The contract.
Paying bills and everything. Keep going.
You ain't saying you paying bills. Go ahead.
And their false idols.
Lord God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Ahaya, Yahweh, keep going. The list is long.
Yahweh.
What they gonna be?
A trap unto us.
They gonna be a snare to us. Now let's see what Yahweh the Son had to say about that Mother G. Let me see, can we pull this out and see what Yahweh the Son had to say in the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 6.
The national audience said all we can hear is that young lion's voice. You can't hear nobody else's voice.
What we got going on?
All we
else?
Can hear is one voice. It's that young lion's voice, Brother Micaiah. We can't hear nobody else's voice. Here's you ghost talking to himself.
When we get done, Sister Jones, I want you to go to Isaiah chapter 41. I want you to read me verse 24 and 29. I'm going to hand it back over to teacher, Brother Tyke. Let him pick it up from there.
Well, it's a roaring going on. The national audience said we can't hear nobody roaring but them young lions roaring. That means raise your voices when you read. Raise them voices up. Everybody listen. All over the world listen to voices of the true Israelite.
Hallelujah.
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 Matthew chapter 10, verse 6.
That
go rather to the lost sheep of the family of Israel.
So that's why the son said, look out to the lost sheep of the family of Israel.
That's
he didn't say go teach no Moab, no Ammon. He didn't say go teach none of them nothing. He said go out and talk to the lost sheep of the tribe, the lost sheep of the family of Israel, right? So Sister Joan, give me Isaiah. Give me chapter 41. Give me verse 24 and give me verse 29.
Y'all minds is wrong. I don't see it on God happens. I know it's see it happen or hell will happen. Happen the mother's happy, so bring it on. We've been waiting on these days. Now, come on.
Right. What
you
said, go to Isaiah
41? Yeah, I want you to go to Isaiah. Give me chapter 41, and give me verse 24, and give me verse 29. Matter of fact, give me those, and I'm going to hand them back over to Teacher Titus, and he's going to take from there.
He's going to roll some up. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Isaiah 41.
Come on, bring it to him.
24
and 29. Uh-huh. Let them hear what they are.
Behold, you are of nothing.
He said they are nothing. Come on.
Of nothing.
Uh-huh.
An abomination is he that chooseth you.
Uh-huh. Verse 29.
Behold, they are all vanity.
They are all vanity.
Their works are nothing.
Their works are nothing.
Their molten images are wind and confusion.
That's why we all confused now. You want to deal with molten images and everything to the nation. That ain't nothing. I ain't going to go into the power Abraham told Jacob. We ain't going to go into that. I'm going to let the teacher Tyler take it from now.
Hallelujah.
All right, on that nothing thing real quick. Right, that same book. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 15 and 17.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right, Mother Z. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 15 and 17. And I'm going to precept that in Ezra's real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you leave her where she is. Ain't nothing. They're going to have a little...
Wait a minute. Why you got to leave her? Is anything shown why you gonna leave her with yet? That's a powerful statement. I hold that point. Let's see if anything to tell us what you just said that we can read.
Yeah.
Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
The Book of Jubilees. Let's see if anything, you know, because right now the national order power thing that we got a little we puffed up a little bit. Let's see if anything we can read that you gonna leave them where they at. We're going to Jubilees chapter 15.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to pick up at verse number 26. And we're going to read till we get our point. Let's see remember in Psalms 11 verse 3, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
What can the righteous
do? So if you don't have your foundation, excellent question to put on the table. Now we're going to read the foundation of that question right now. In Jubilees chapter 15, verse 26. Let's keep on reading until we get our point. Take it down around about 33. Somewhere around about 33. Come on.
The book.
Brother Titus.
The book of Jubilees.
Listen good.
Chapter 15, verse 26 to 33, read.
Listen good.
The book of Jubilees. Chapter 15, verse 26. And everyone that is born. The flesh, whosoever foreskin is not circumcised on the eighth day, belongs not to the children of the covenant which Yahweh made with Abraham, but to the children of destruction.
But it belongs to the children of who?
Of destruction.
The children of destruction. Yeah. Glory.
Nor is there, moreover, any sign on him that he is Yahweh, but he is destined to be destroyed and slain from the earth.
You hear me saying?
Uh-huh.
Wait.
And be rooted out of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
For he has broken the covenant of Yahweh, our Yahweh.
Wait.
For all the ministering spirits of the present and all the ministering spirits of sanctification have been so created from the day of their creation before the ministering spirits of the present and the ministering spirits of sanctification. He sanctified Israel.
He sanctified who?
Israel. That they should be with him.
Who gonna be with Yahweh?
Israel.
That's why we keep telling you, brother. Listen, you sister, You got to, the only way it's a blessing, you got to get rid of them slave names.
Uh-huh.
Get rid of them pagan slave names and put the name Israel. Because Yahweh only recognize you when you got the name of Israel at the end of your name. You can't keep on holding on this slave name. You
That's
can't
right.
cash your check in that slave name.
That's right.
But you don't introduce yourself to nobody in that slave name.
That's right.
You
got
to get out that slave mentality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're holding your blessing up by not using what name?
Israel.
Israel's the name that got the blessing on you. So that slave name is going to hold you up. You hold, you limit Yahweh's hands by calling yourself by that slave name.
That's right.
So
That's
you,
right.
So what you'll do, you'll limit his hands from him blessing you because he don't know recognize, won't even recognize it. Who?
Israel.
Israel.
And what is righteous being to his spirit?
Uh-huh.
And do you command the children of Israel?
Uh-huh.
And let them observe the signs of this covenant.
And let the children of Israel do what?
Observe the signs of this covenant.
Observe the sign of this covenant. Read.
For their generations.
For how long?
For their generations.
Go ahead and read.
As an eternal ordinance.
This is an eternal. The covenant of Yahweh is for Israel. How long?
Eternal.
Go ahead and read.
And they will be, and they will not be rooted out of the land.
So by you not putting Israel at the end of your name, you have to put a crapshoot. You know, you got to put that slave name down.
That's right.
That's right.
You can't introduce yourself. Now you're going to the a slave reunion, the Wilson reunion. That's a slave mindset.
That's right.
Yahweh only will recognize what he got written in his Bible is Israel. So all these old plantation reunion you're going to, I'm going to Freddie Hurd Jenkins reunion. This is Freddie Hurd Jenkins reunion. That's a slave mentality.
Yahweh
ain't gonna be in none of that. That's why before it always somebody gonna bust him out of the head with a whiskey bottle anyway. Because he kin to each other.
Right.
You see what's going on here?
Listen,
we got to get rid of that slave mentality. The man said, I'm going to bless you when I recognize my children. In them fringes, and that last name is Israel. Then when you cry, I recognize my sons and daughters by the name of Israel. I don't recognize them. They got the last name of your oppressor. Okay? You Jones, long as you ain't getting that paycheck. But I ain't going to introduce you, but I'm not Jones. I'll leave that paycheck place.
That's right.
You see that? So the bottom line is, we got to get rid of that. For Yahweh to intervene, we got to follow the manuscript. Now here you go. Come on back. Come on back, Bucky.
Hey, I'm in verse 29.
What
verse 29.
This is what it says in 29.
Book of Jubilee, chapter 15. Verse 29.
Listen good.
For the Torah instructions are ordained for a covenant.
Yes.
That they shall observe it.
Uh-huh.
Forever among all the children of Israel.
And this covenant for who?
For all the children of Israel.
Very.
Verse 30.
What?
For Ishmael.
Now who is Ishmael? That's Arthur Mama Lincoln man.
That's right.
That's the one that carried the name of Arthur Mama Lincoln.
That's right.
You know
right.
Brother guy, he carried these guys' name.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now what he got to tell him? Now, let's read what he got to tell. Ishmael, the Quran man. You know, Barakon, the Quran man.
Yeah.
Now, what he got to tell? What he got to tell the children of Israel concerning them that we can read?
Yes. For Ishmael
uh-huh.
and his sons
uh-huh.
and his brothers and Esau.
Uh-huh.
And who?
And Esau.
Esau is the white man and the white woman.
Hallelujah.
What about the white man and the white woman and the Arthur of the Lincoln man? What about them?
Yahweh did not call to approach him.
What?
Yahweh did not call to approach him.
He did not call them to approach him. Go ahead.
And he chose them not because they are the children of Abraham.
Because they are the children of Abraham, Yahweh said, I didn't choose you. So you don't have, you're supposed to have, they mouth born. Remember where they mouth born? On nothing. You're supposed to be nowhere involved with them.
Yeah. Oh.
Y'all were reading?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because he knew them. But he chose Israel.
He chose who?
Israel.
So he looked at all of the 18 nations,
mm-hmm.
and he made a choice. That means you got to make a choice.
That's right.
Go ahead.
That's right. To be his people.
To be what?
To be his people.
Verse
31. And he sanctified it and gathered it from amongst all the children of man.
Mm-hmm.
But there are many nations.
There what?
But there are many nations.
Yes, there are many nations.
And many people.
And many people.
And all are his.
And all of them is his.
Uh-huh.
And over all, he has placed mental spirits and authority.
Now he placed mental spirit of authority.
To lead them astray from him.
To lead them what kind of way?
To lead them astray from him.
Otherwise, he over here, send him over there.
Uh-huh.
He said, I'm keeping Saturday, send him to Sunday.
Uh-huh.
If I can know him. I'm sending you, children of Israel, to keep the Saturday, but I'm sending them to keep Sunday.
That's right.
Monday, Tuesday. That's
right.
All them other days.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. All right. Verse 32, But over Israel.
Mm-hmm.
He did not appoint any ministering spirit. For he alone is their ruler.
Uh-huh.
But he will preserve them and require them at the head of his ministering spirit.
And I'm going to require you to be on my business when I either shut you down or whatever. I want you to be about my business. I ain't told the other nation about no Sabbath day.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Well, they keep it or not, I haven't told them nothing. I told you about the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
So you warn your people. I told you in Zephaniah 2:1, what did I say that I can read there,
yeah.
Mother D of Israel? What can I read in Zephaniah 2:1? What can I read? What can I read in Zephaniah 2:1? What can we read in Zephaniah 2:1? What can we read?
Yeah.
Back up with A.B. of Phoebe. In 10:22, the book called Eva, through the title called Hebrews, down to verse 26.
Yeah.
Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1.
This is what he says.
Gather yourselves together.
Mm-hmm.
You, gather together all nations not desired.
So he's telling the children of Israel, you gather together.
That's right.
Old nation not desired.
Mm-hmm.
You know nobody desire you.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants you to make sure you tell the one that of your nation about the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
Whether
well,
the other nation do it or not, that ain't what Yahuwah concerns. He's concerned about you.
Hallelujah.
If you see any Israel are straight, you pull them in.
Mm-hmm.
But of the other nation, that is not your responsibility. Because what he look like, it's not his responsibility neither. So that's what we got to do. Make sure we pull our own nation together before the
same
destruction. Not the other nation. That's our problem today. We worry about the other nation.
Right.
We got to worry about our nation.
That's it.
First.
Yeah.
Now, did you read that 2:1 already?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Abel.
Hebrew, polluted for
Eber,
chapter 10, verse 22 to 26.
What did it say?
Verse 22. Let us draw near with a true mind.
Right.
Yeah.
Full assurance of faith coming. Having our minds sprinkled from the evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith by covenant without wavering.
Right.
For he is faithful in that promise. Verse 24. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works.
And we were around the body of the children of Israel. What are we going to be doing?
Provoke unto love
and good works. That's what we are, some love and some good works.
Okay.
Verse 25.
What?
Not forsaking the assembly.
And we don't want to forsake the assembly.
That's right.
Of ourselves together.
Right.
As the manner of some is.
Right.
But exhorting one another.
And when we're in the assembly, what are we supposed to be doing?
Exhorting.
Not dog and cat. Wow. Wow. We got to exhort one another. Go ahead.
And so much the more.
That's right.
As you see the day approaching.
Yes.
Verse 26.
Listen.
For if we sin
If not, if we sin willfully,
after that we have received the knowledge of truth,
mm-hmm.
there remains no more sacrifice for sin.
So what we got coming, if we're going to willfully ignore what's written in this Bible, keeping the Sabbath day, exhorting one another, what we got coming then? Keep reading. Keep reading.
Verse 26
again.
Verse 26, for if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge
of the truth,
there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin.
Go ahead.
Verse 27, but a certain people looking for the judgment of
fury in otherwise, the nation. Wait on the lake of fire. Let's just tell you that, pick it up in 35 and 39. You should just wait on the lake of fire. That's all you got coming. You just wait on the lake of fire. If you're not going to do it the way I tell you to do, exalt one another when you come together, just wait on the fire.
Right.
Pick up verse 35 to 39. And Brother T. Israel, help me, 8 chapter 31 to 39 and back to you. 8, 31 to 39.
Hebrew, polluted for evil.
No, Sister J got that. Come on, Sister J. Same book. The 10th chapter 35 to 39. And Brother Titus held me to 8, chapter 31 through 39, waiting on them, back over to you.
Sir.
All right.
Verse 35, cast not away. Therefore, your
confidence
was have great
recompense
of reward.
Right.
Verse 36, for he had need of patience.
And we got to add what's it to Jay?
Patience.
Go ahead and read.
That after ye have done the will of Yahweh, ye might...
You got to have patience. Yeah. You got to have patience in this. Go ahead. Come on, Sir Jay.
Verse 37. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come.
Oh, yeah.
And will not
tarry.
Verse 38. Now the just shall live by
the covenant.
But if any man draw back.
Go ahead.
There you go.
Shall have no pleasure in him.
Right.
Mm.
Verse 39.
Listen to that.
But we are not of them who draw back.
And we are not for them to draw back. See, wild horses can't get me to draw back from exhorting one another on the Sabbath day.
Right.
But the soul is gathering myself together. Wild horses can't keep me from it. The WCC can't keep me away from that.
Right.
Latter-day Saints can't keep me from that. Islam can't keep me from that. Because Yahweh is telling us, if we draw back from what he got written on the table, we are the ones who shine that light on his business. He gave us his business, the Sabbath day, to bump shoulders in the congregation. We got 6 vocations. Get in one of them. Come on.
Of them who draw back.
Go ahead.
Onto
this. Yeah, prediction.
But of them that believe to the saving.
So he said, if you draw back, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to burn you in the fire.
Yeah.
Don't be the one that draw back, because if you draw back from not keeping Yahweh Sabbath day, feast day, when them fringes come out them pants, they got this brother, Messiah. What's this brother? Messiah. He's Black Messiah.
Yeah.
That brother played a role called Black Messiah, and then Esau and his 5 sons put that brother in pantyhose and got him on TV with pantyhose on now.
Yeah.
What that brother name is? He got a picture of him with Skip McDonald, a brother named Cannon. Same thing. That, now he apologizes for being the children of Israel.
Yeah.
They broke that brother.
Yeah.
This same.
He's talking about Daniel Kaluuya.
That, whatever his name is, this brother played Black Messiah, right?
Yeah,
and now Esau put him in pantyhose and stockings and got him all plastered across. Now his credibility is messed up forever. And that's why Yahweh tell you, and he tell you over there in 22:5, the woman don't put on what a man supposed to wear, and a man don't put on what a woman supposed to wear. If he don't do it, it's abomination to Yahweh. Is that what he said in 22 verse 5?
Yes, sir.
And they put that brother in abomination to Yahweh. Now, you know his credibility is shot, just like that cannon boy's is. You see that? You see that? Mm-hmm. You see they do for you?
Yeah.
They'll try to get you off of offense and get you on defense.
That's right.
But you got to be aware of their wickedness.
Yeah.
And bust them in the middle of the street.
That's right.
And that's what we're going to do.
Hallelujah.
Come on, brother. Give me that. Hebrews
flew the word for Hebrews chapter 8, verse 31 to 39.
Listen, God.
The Hebrews chapter 8, verse 31.
Now you're in Romans.
Oh, Romans. Okay, Romans. Okay,
chapter 8, 31 through 39.
Okay, we're going to Romans.
Come on, Brother Titus.
We're going to Romans chapter 8, verse 31 to 39.
What does it say?
Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What should we say to these things?
Yeah.
If Yahweh be for us, who can be against us?
You see the man that's saying, if Yahweh with you, who can be against you? This man keeps telling me if you got Yahweh with you, you know? Go ahead and read.
Verse 32, read.
What?
He that spared not his own son.
He didn't spare his own son.
But delivered him up for us.
He delivered his own son up for us, children of Israel, not the world, but the children of Israel.
Right.
Go ahead.
How should we not with him also freely give us all things?
He going to freely give you all things,
children
of Israel.
Right.
Go ahead.
Verse 33. Who should lay anything to the charge of Yahuwah's elect?
See, we are Yahuwah's what?
Elect.
Go ahead and read.
It is Yahuwah that justify it.
Yahuwah do it justify it. Go ahead.
Verse 34. Who is he that condemn it? It is Yahuwah the Son that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again.
Yeah.
Who is even at the right hand of Yahuwah the Father.
So that's where the Son is at, on the right hand of the Father. That's where he at right now. Go ahead.
Yes. Who also make an intercession for us.
Go ahead.
Verse 35. Who should separate us from the love of Yahuwah the Son?
Don't let nobody separate you from the love of some Yahuwah.
Yes. Should tribulation.
I'm in tribulation right now.
Yeah.
Or distress.
Oh, I'm in distress right now. I got to go hide out behind the curtain.
Or persecution.
Oh, they persecute me. I got my friends on. They laughing at me.
Or famine.
Oh, that famine, my waistline now is, I ain't trying to lose no weight, but I am.
Or nakedness.
Oh, I ain't got nothing.
Or pearl.
Pearl.
Or sword.
Yeah, they dropped that sword on me now.
36.
What?
Read. It is written.
What?
For your sake.
For your sake.
We are killed all the day long.
Listen, you're not getting no pass on the back on this. You're going to be killed when?
All day long.
All day long they're going to kill you for wearing fringes keeping the Sabbath day.
Yes.
Go ahead.
We are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
And we sheep for the slaughter.
Yes. Verse 37.
What?
Nay, in all these things.
But what? Nay, in all these things.
We are more than conquerors.
We more than conquerors.
Yes.
Through him.
That love us.
That love us.
Yes. Verse 38.
What?
For I am persuaded. That neither death.
I don't care if death on the table.
Yeah.
Or life.
Life on the table.
Yeah.
Nor ministering spirit.
Ministering spirit going to tell me about want to eat a little of this hog on the side. Go ahead.
Or principality.
Principality.
Nor power.
Or power.
Nor things present.
Things just present.
Nor things to come.
Things to come.
Hallelujah. 39. Nor height.
I don't care what kind of height it is.
Nor depth.
I don't care what's on the table.
Nor any other creature.
Yeah.
Should be able to separate us.
From what?
From the love of Yahuwah the Father, which is in Yahuwah the Son, our Yahuwah.
And what is the love of Yahuwah, our brother T. Israel? Let's go and read 14, 15. What is the love of St. John? What is the love of Yahuwah? What is his love? Don't let nobody separate you from his love. What is the love we can read? Brother Titus.
John chapter 14, verse 15, read.
Listen, God.
If you love me, keep my Torah instructions.
Back over to Brother Titus, Israel.
Yahuwah.
Yeah. That's it. That's right. Okay. Yeah, I was holding something in Isaiah 40 about these nations real quick. I'm going to go ahead and touch it. Okay, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 15 and 17. Mother Z. Verse 15 and 17.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 15
and 17.
Verse
15,
behold, the nations as a drop of a bucket,
yeah. And
count it.
Count it
as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the
owl
as a
very little thing.
Verse 17. All nations before him are as nothing.
Yeah.
And they are
created. Count it.
Count it to him less than nothing. And vain.
Vanity. Say they have nothing, and I'm going to go to Daniel real quick, because Daniel said something about that too.
Yeah.
We're going to Daniel real quick, and I'm going to go to Ezra real quick.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're going to Daniel. Sister J. Israel, we're going to Daniel real quick. Let's get into Daniel real quick. We're going to Daniel, right to Ezekiel. Let's see what I want. Daniel chapter 4, verse 35. Daniel chapter 4, verse 35. Sister J. Israel, Daniel chapter 4, verse 35.
Daniel chapter 4, verse 35 reads, all the inhabitants of the earth are
reputed.
Reputed.
As reputed as what?
Nothing.
Nothing. Go ahead.
All the inhabitants of the earth, and none can say his hand or say unto him, what
doeth thou? What doeth you? What doeth you?
What she just read?
That was Daniel chapter 4, verse 35, she just read. Yeah, chapter 4, verse 35. Okay. Let's see what Ezra's have to say about concerning that matter. We're going to Ezra's real quick. Let me get there. We're going to Ezra's. Ezra's in 14 books, because I don't like to say that apographer. I don't really don't like to say that
continuation,
14 books. Second Ezra, chapter 6. Second Ezra, chapter 6. Okay, we're going to pick it up at verse 54. 2nd Ezra chapter 6, verse 54. 2nd Ezra chapter 6, verse 54. Mother E. Verse 54. Yes, ma'am. We all came from Adam, right? Go ahead.
And the people also being have chosen.
Who are the people you have chosen? Precept, Bible study class. Who are the people we have chosen? Who are the people we have chosen? Who we chosen? Go ahead. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. Be sure. Because you don't be doubting. Don't doubt. Who are the people who have chosen? Isaiah 44:1.
Yep.
All right. Abu Yahweh.
Isaiah chapter 44, verse 1.
Go ahead, Sister Phoebe, I'll be a princess Israel.
Let now hear, O Israel, my servant, and Israel whom I have chosen.
Okay, whom you have chosen. Go ahead, verse 2.
That made you from the womb, which I help, which will help you. Fear not, O Israel, my servant, and you, I got you.
No. They don't say that there, no.
Israel.
Right, Jeshurun is my word. Still talking about Israel. Go ahead. See that? That's whom ye have chosen. Real quick. That's the nation we have chosen. All right, back to that second Nazareth. Okay, you have verse 55. Second Nazareth chapter 6, verse 55.
For whose sake?
Yeah, see, they just had a map on that. That's how you know we separated right there. Right there.
Make it plain, Brother Titus.
See, that's why they removed these books out of the Protestant church. Because they have information that. They know, they read this. They clear about this. They clear about this. Okay, go ahead.
And for the other people, which also come of Adam, thus has said that they are nothing, but these lack unto a pillar, and have likened the abundance of them unto a drop that falls.
Hey, hold on there, Mother E. How did Yahuwah by spirit of Ezra call, what is the name, what did he call the 17 nations? What did he call them in that verse, that bag of one verse? What did he say, what did he have on them? Yeah, bag of one verse. He said, ask for the who?
As for the other people.
So all of them is considered what? Other people. That's what Yahweh ain't put a name on. Other people. Otherwise, let you know, nobody hold accountable with y'all. Yes. Everybody is considered as what? Other people.
Other people.
That's all they consider according to Yahweh's word through the seer, as for the other people. He didn't go to a classifying the name of them. As for the other people, he said, about people, they are what? According to what we can read. The other people is what? According to what we can read.
It also comes of Adam, thus has said that they are nothing.
Boy, if you read that in your Christian church and whatever, boy, them big deacons are hoping to rush you about it. Anybody, you see Jesus said, but all the other people, they consider as what?
Nothing.
And nothing from nothing leaves what, Sister J? What, Sister J?
Nothing.
Nothing. Come on back, Brother Titus.
All right, verse 56. This is that verse 56. Go ahead. Like a spittle. Go ahead. Now, if you get some spit, would you go pick it up and fall it? No. I'm not pick it up.
You let you drop a little bucket out your water. Your water's a thing. You don't go back and pick it up, right?
So now we try to tell you, that's why we're in a condition we're in right now. We got all of the other nation ways. We hold on to their name. They be so high on their pagan name. They got, that's a slavery name he done gave you.
Yeah.
Yahweh didn't give you that name.
Right.
Yahweh told you plainly, Mother D of Israel, in 627, what did he say? A number.
Yeah. Yeah.
Numbers. 627, but read verse 22, just get one. I need what 22 said and skip down verse 27.
Yeah.
So we want that though. If you don't come clean, we know you got a limitation on what you, on your walk and your talk. You gotta come clean. Numbers 6:22.
Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 and verse 27.
What does it say?
It reads.
What?
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
Oh, give me that verse. What are you saying? 23.
23. Speak unto Aaron and unto his son, saying on this wise, you shall bless the children of Israel.
Now, this how you bless the who?
The children of Israel.
Okay, how do you bless them in verse 27? How do you bless the children of Israel?
Verse 27.
Listen, Sister Jay, listen good.
They shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
So long as you carry these old wicked slave mentality names, you're not upon the blessing of Yahweh.
Oh, yeah.
You got to tell people your name is Israel today. You got to get you a biblical name.
Y'all
it's going to be hard. I'm scared of Willie Joe or Earl. Reunion. Put the name of Israel at the end of your name, and Yahweh will recognize you as sons and daughters.
That's
then
right.
He's going to bless you.
That's right.
Huh? Then the man going to bless you. You're holding back your own blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, read that in the book of Psalms. Give me that, brother Titus. Give me that 78, round about 40 and 41. Come on, brother Titus.
All right, we're going to Psalm 78.
See, you live in your own hand. You destroyed your generation behind you. Got them carrying them old wicked pagan names on their names.
Yeah.
And twice you know some Yahweh. And you carry all these wicked pagan names on you.
Yeah.
Them slave mentality names.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put
right.
Them names down. Look what you did for the righteous one of Israel. 40 and 41. Look what happened.
The book of Psalms, chapter 78, verse 40 and verse 41, read.
What it read?
How do they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert?
He said, how do you keep on provoking me in the wilderness? You know who are in the wilderness, children of Israel, right?
Verse 41.
What?
Yay. They turn back.
They done what?
They turn back.
And we read about Sister Jake, you turn back, they ain't got no pleasure, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to bug you in the back for turning back.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And tip the Yahweh.
You tip the Yahweh, go ahead.
And limit the righteous
and
one.
And you don't live in my hand. I could have put all these best on, but you don't put alligator arms on me.
Right,
you don't deliberately put them alligator arms on me.
Yeah.
Well, I can't help you because you sin against me.
Yeah.
You won't wear no fringes.
Yeah.
You won't keep no Sabbath day.
Hallelujah.
I told you in Zephaniah 2:1, guide yourself together,
yeah.
O nation not desire. What I tell you to do, and you say, I'm with you.
Mm.
I'm not with you. Read that A.B. of Peter, 59:1-2 in Isaiah.
Hallelujah.
And back over to the roaring young lion, brother Titus. What it says, 59:1-2, I don't got nervous now, A.B., my Lord got away. 59:1-2.
Isaiah, chapter 59, verse 1 and 2.
Yeah.
What it read?
Yeah.
Behold, Yahweh's hand is not short.
Yahweh. He said Yahweh too. I heard that too.
Go ahead, read. Come on, read. I don't got to have to read. Read. Please, read. Behold, Yahweh's
hand is not short.
Go ahead. Yahweh's hand is not short, but it can't say. Go ahead. Read.
His ears heavy that it cannot hear.
Can I hear?
He don't need no hearing aid, me.
Yeah, right.
You ain't got to keep on hollering at me. You don't need no hearing aid.
Right.
What?
But your sin.
But your sin.
That's right.
Between
And that's what has separated from me and you is your sin.
Yes,
go ahead, read.
And your sins have hid his face.
And he don't hear his face.
From you.
Uh-huh.
That he will not hear.
And he not going to hear you.
Yes.
You can pull on his robe all you want. He not going to hear you.
Yes,
until you stop sinning against me.
Yes.
I can't recognize you with them days the dude's on in that vest. That three-piece vest you got on. I can't recognize you. I put fringes on you. I get the name of Israel. Back to Paul Titus, Israel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. One more on that by using a pagan name. Give me Isaiah 65. Isaiah 65.
That's right.
We're going to pick it up. Isaiah 65, 15.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 65, 15. Mother Z. Isaiah 65, verse 15.
And he shall leave your name for a curse unto my children. For Yahweh shall slay you and call your servant by another.
You see that? You don't left your name for a curse.
And what name have you picked up on? What's the name you got? What? Chris
again.
Church.
Earth.
Wilson. Appleberry.
Yeah.
Appleberry.
Negro.
Negro.
Yeah.
Supercoon. Black. Yeah. African American.
Right.
You got all these. Nigeria.
Yeah.
You got all these names, and then they number curse names on you.
Yeah.
You go on a reunion, the Jackson reunion.
Yeah.
That's a curse name.
Come on,
Brother
Daddy. All right. Yahweh. Yahweh. All right. Okay, back to that 2nd Ezra real quick. Let me finish that off real quick. That's 2nd Ezra 6. All right, you have verse 57. 2nd Ezra chapter 6, verse 57. Read that.
And now, O Yahweh, behold, nations.
You mean all the rest of the 17 nations? Go ahead.
Which have ever been included as nothing. Mm-hmm. Have begun to be Yahweh over us
yes.
and to devour us.
Yeah, they did a great job devour us according to Psalms 83. They did that. Okay, to the vow was, verse 58.
But we, your people, God has called our firstborn.
Okay, who's the firstborn? What do you mean by the firstborn? We can precept that. Your firstborn. Let's go to Exodus real quick. We're going to Exodus, chapter 4. What do you mean your firstborn? You got a name on it.
Pick it up from Jay.
Hallelujah.
422 extra. Pick it up from Jay.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead. And put that line as bars on that verse.
Verse 22
reads.
And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Yahweh, Israel is my son,
even
my firstborn.
That's who his firstborn is. Israel.
Read another verse.
Verse 23.
Wow.
Let my sons go.
Yeah.
That he may serve me.
That they may do what?
Serve me. And if you refuse to let them go.
If you don't let my firstborn son Israel go. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. Everything tied to you, I'm going to kill you.
Even your
firstborn. You see that? So Yahweh is serious about you when you use the name Israel. You bring Yahweh in the picture. You ain't going to bring me the picture by the name you can yourself, Thomas Berry.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Jack Hammer, Baxter, all these names. You ain't bringing them in the picture. You got to get rid of them pagan names. Yahweh also recognized his sons and his daughters by the name of Israel. He made it plain, Sister John, he made it plain over here in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 through 18. He made it plain.
14
now to verse 18. He made it plain.
Right,
yeah, bring me your A game. Come on.
Hallelujah. All right. What kind of right
back?
You good?
Pass
it on to
what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion has righteousness? What concord has Yahweh?
Hallelujah.
What
power
has he that
believes
when it enters that? What agreement has the temple of
Yahweh? A little more audio. The
Nazareth,
we can't hear all that.
I can't hear nothing.
We can't hear nothing.
What agreement has the temple of Yahweh?
Start again. Start again and bring some bullhorn reed. Bring some bullhorn reed.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
He's not unequally yoked. Wait, what are you reading from?
2 Corinthians 6:14 down to verse 18. Mr. Jones, Israel, bring your A reed.
Right.
The national, they can't hear you.
Yeah, please. Go
help
me.
You
be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
Right.
But what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness?
No.
And what communion have light with darkness? 15. What concord has Yahweh, the son of Yahweh, the father, with delight? For what power have he that believes with an infidel? Verse 16. And what agreement has the temple of Yahweh with idols? For ye are the temple of the living Yahweh.
Yes.
As Yahweh has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their Yahweh, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, say the Yahweh.
Yes.
And touch not the unclean things. And I will receive you. Verse 18. And will be a father unto you. And you shall be my sons and daughters, said Yahweh.
And on that note, over to that young lion, Brother Micaiah, Israel, see you, Roy.
Hallelujah.
You said, otherwise, lead an unclean other nation along, and I receive you as sons and daughters of Israel. That's what he said.
Hallelujah.
Let what they got on table. Go
Hallelujah.
And serve the living Yahweh, you sons and daughters of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Stop worrying about the other nation. Worry about your nation.
Hallelujah.
Over to that young lion, Brother Micaiah, Israel, see you, Roy.
Right. Hallelujah. Mother Luke, I mean, we need some Luke 12:12 on the table. Mother E, can you help me out with some Luke 12:12? We're going to keep this ball game rolling. This is Yahweh's day.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yahweh. That's who we come to serve.
That's what we come to serve.
Day.
On the Sabbath
let's
day.
Let's do some Luke 12:12. Let's see what this righteous spirit got going on, bouncing around in B-O-T-T-Y, the house of Yahweh, the temple of Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. But the righteous spirit
went
into you in the same hour when you followed to place.
Yeah. And we at BOTTY truly believe that.
Yeah,
we believe all the scriptures, the whole volume of the book.
Yeah,
we believe this righteous spirit is going to teach us that very same hour what we ought to say.
Yeah.
So we know we in the month of adoption. And what's going on in this month?
Yeah.
And we're going to do some more history research about this. About what goes on in this month and some history research about these people.
Hallelujah.
So let's pick something up and let's go to, let's first find out what's going on, what happened around this time in
The book of 2 Kings, we'll pick it up in chapter, Mother D, give me the 2 Kings, chapter 24, and let's get some foundation going on. Since they did, let's give me Psalms chapter 11, verse 3. Mother D, you'll go to 2 Kings, chapter 24, and you'll give me verse 1, you'll read down verses 1 through 4.
2 Kings chapter 24, verse 1 through 4.
Uh-huh.
2 Kings chapter 24, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
In his day,
uh-huh,
Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up, and Jehoiakim,
yes, ma'am,
became his servant. 3 years.
Uh-huh.
Then he turned and rebelled against them.
Uh-huh.
Verse 2. And Yahweh sent against them band of cherubim.
Yes.
And bands of
Syrians.
Uh-huh. And bands of Moabites.
Uh-huh.
And bands of the children of Ammon. And sent them against Yahweh Judah,
uh-huh,
to destroy.
So Yahweh sent these other nations, Moab, the Chinaman, we got Ammon, the Japanese man, we got the Chaldees, we got the Syrians, them right there. They got to go back and look at this. That's a sure, right?
That's Aram.
Arab, after like a Lego man.
Yeah.
All right. We got Asalak and Lego man right here. Okay, to destroy Yahdah through the word Judah. Continue on, Mother.
According to the word of Yahweh, which he spake by his servant, the seal.
And so it came by the word of Yahweh, uh-huh. Yeah. Verse 3.
Shortly at the commandment of Yahweh came this upon Yahdah Judah,
uh-huh,
to remove them out of his sight.
Why?
For the sin of Manasseh,
uh-huh,
according to all that he did.
Uh-huh. So for the sins of Manasseh, uh-huh, mm-hmm, he called Israel to a great sin in the sight of Yahweh. We got time to pick back up on that. Okay, verse 4.
And also for the innocent blood that he shed.
So he shed some innocent blood.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
For he feels.
Yes, ma'am.
With innocent blood,
uh-huh,
which Yahweh could not pardon.
So he filled the Yahdah with innocent blood that,
mm-hmm,
that Yahweh couldn't pardon.
That's right.
So, since they did, what you holding for me?
Psalms chapter 11, verse 3.
What's that?
If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So we got to get a foundation, what's taking place, and how we end up in this land that we're about to really talk about today.
Let me crease up a verse behind. See, all of nations he mentioned, that's why you got to be very careful.
Mm-hmm.
See, we have a tendency, Sister Jace, in the 50s, although he didn't read a couple of these old names that you got today, but he makes it plain, Sister Jace, in Jeremiah 50, verse 7, how many nations is guilty? He making it plain. Now, Brother Yahdai, Elder Yahdai, I ain't got that verse that I'm looking for right now, but it's over there in the book Maccabees to talk about when they jumped off Southern Kingdom, everybody came to buy the brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring that verse out. Because you was already getting beat down, you know, then they came to buy you because they knew you had the blessing in your hand. See? So now, Sister J, what it says in Jeremiah 50, verse 7?
Jeremiah 50, verse 7 reads,
Where
found them.
How many?
All that found them.
Everybody is guilty. Go ahead.
Have devoured them.
So every nation has devoured you. So don't let nobody ease up to you because they forefathers is guilty. Go ahead.
Them, and their adversary said,
and what they say?
We offend not.
We ain't done nothing to y'all.
Right. Because they have sinned against y'all.
See, they know you have done what?
Sinned
See, everybody know why you in the condition you in today. They know the reason why they in power because you have done what?
Very
read.
They have a taste of justice.
Yeah.
Even Yahweh, the hope of their father.
Yeah, your only way back is through the what? Your fathers understand what's going on. Because one thing about it, in 3016 there, while you already there, Sister Jane, see, Yahweh got a payback. You got to understand something. That Jeremiah 3:16, that is not applying to the world, but the world of Israel.
Yeah.
Look what it says in 30 verse 16, there, Sister Jay, or Jeremiah 30 verse 16.
Jeremiah 30 verse 16 reads.
What did it read?
Therefore, all they that devour thee,
all that have devoured you,
shall be devoured.
Yeah. All that, go ahead.
And all thy adversaries.
And all your adversaries. How many?
Every one of them.
Every one of them.
Shall go into captivity.
But you can believe it if you not. Every last one of them going into captivity.
Yeah.
Is that what we read?
Yeah.
So how is John 3:16 for everybody?
Yeah.
Everybody's going into captivity when y'all wake up. Back over to the young lion, Brother McKay.
Hallelujah. Wow.
We get that Maccabee. Yeah, that Maccabee.
Yeah, Maccabee.
Yeah. Maccabees
3.
Jump to it
41. 341. This one says 341. Maccabees 341. Come on, Sister Jones, Israel, knock that out. 341. 341. Let's see it saying 341.
First Maccabees. Chapter 3, verse 41.
And the merchants of the country.
And the merchants of the country.
And the merchants of the country hearing.
Hearing.
Hearing the fame of them.
They heard the fame of them.
Took silver and gold.
And they took silver and gold.
Very much.
Very much.
With servants.
They came into the camp to buy the children of Israel for slaves. Y'all see? Mm-hmm. Now, you was already been beat down to the black meat.
Mm-hmm.
And they came and said, look here, we're going to drag him off now. He beat up, and we're going to make him some more slaves because they know about you. You make a good slave.
Yeah.
You will make a good slave. You make all our crops right.
Mm-hmm.
You make our kitchen right.
Yeah.
Everything you make right with your hands.
Yeah.
They know the blessing in your hands. We're going to drag you away off into our kitchen to raise our babies.
Yeah.
Put your nibble in my baby's mouth and nourish my child up.
Yeah.
So he can hit you with a stick later on to come. Huh?
That's right.
Come on, Brother McKay.
Okay, hallelujah. Wow. So we coming up to we in the month of Adar, right? That's right. We want to do some groundwork on the children of Israel, tribe of Yada, Judah, right? Yeah, we want to find out how we end up in that land because of sin, right? Mm-hmm. Let's pick it up at 2 Kings chapter 25. I want one verse. I want verse 21. Mother Z. In 2 Kings chapter 25, verse 21. Ma'am.
Let's turn to the book of Daniel. Let's pick it up at Mother Eve. Pick it up at, let me get there. Take a peek at it real fast. Because the children of Israel travel Yada through the word Judah. Take it to this land on over here. We'll go to the book of Daniel. And we're going to pick it up at, we'll pick it up at verse 1. And we're going to read down. Yeah. Book of Daniel chapter 1.
In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem, and besieged it. Verse 2. And Yahweh gave
Jehoiakim,
king of Judah, unto his hand.
Temple of Yahweh.
Which he carried into the land of
Messiah. Shana,
yes,
Shana.
To the house of the devil of his
Yahweh. His false
Yahweh, And he brought the devil into the treasure of his Yahweh.
So his false Yahweh. So Yahweh gave over the hand of Jehoiakim, the king, over to the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. And that all our possessions and everything went over there with him. But also, we were taken over there to that land, too, with our possessions. And now we have the tribe of Yada, through the word Judah, over in the land of, over there in the land of Babylon, right? So, we want to get a rundown of how we end up in that day, how we end up in the land of Babylon, on this day. Get up in this day. So we're going to read on this month of Adar and notice how we end up over there into this land and end up in this position that we was in because of the sins of Manasseh, right? And the blood he was shedding, innocent blood he was shedding in the land of Yada, right? So we're going to get a rundown and find out in the book of Esther. Matter of fact, we're going to stay in the book of Daniel because we're going to find out how this king got in this position. So we're going to go to the book of Daniel. Sister Jones. I want you to pick it up at verse. Give me chapter 5. And I want you to give me verse... Give me verse 28.
Daniel chapter 5. Thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians.
Okay, so this kingdom, go back and give me verse, give me verse 1 and give me verse 2. Now we know this kingdom is going to be divided to the Medes and the Persians, right? So what did he say in verse, Daniel chapter 5, verse 1 and verse 2? Go back and let's find out in the book of Esther. Now we go to the book of Esther, because his land was divided into his land, the land of Nebuchadnezzar was ruling, then he gave it over to his son, and his son was in position. And Yahweh said, hey, this land will be divided over to the Medes and the Persians, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we better find out who ended up getting in this position that was in the Medes and the Persians and who they are.
Yes.
So let's go to the book of Esther now. And I'm going to need Sister Jake. Give me chapter 1. We're going to pick it back up at verse 1.
Came to pass in the days of
Ahasuerus.
This is Ahasuerus with
rain.
Rain from India.
India, polluted word for Elam, which is what the elder teacher pointed out.
Even onto
Ethiopia, which is a polluted word for the Cushites, which is the sons of Ham.
Over and 127
provinces. Over 127 provinces, right? So now we have, keep reading verse 2.
Verse 2 reads, that in those days, when
the king of Ahasuerus
sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in
Shushan,
the palace.
Verse 3.
Verse 3 reads, in the third year of his reign,
unto
all his servants and his
the power of Persia
and
hold on, let's go back up. Start back up at verse 3.
In the third year of his reign, he made a feast unto all his princes. His servant.
The power of Persia.
The nobles and princes of the
providence
bring before him.
Okay, being before him, right? So now we have King Ahasuerus now he's the one that's the third in his ring. He made a feast into the princes and the servants. They had the power of Persia and Medea. And let's find out who this king Ahasuerus is, right? Let's get a rundown, because remember, the land going to be split between Medea and Persia. So let's find out who this Ahasuerus is. Let's go to the book of Daniel. And let's pick it up at chapter 9.
Right up.
And I want to sit there, Bid. I hear you back there, yeah. Give me chapter 9 and pick it up at verse 1.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 1.
But read.
In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus.
Hello, who's the son of who?
Darius.
The son of who?
Ahasuerus.
So Ahasuerus, who is Darius' father is? Okay, keep going.
Of the seed of me.
So he's the seed of who?
The me.
Okay, keep going.
Which was made king over the realm of Cherubim.
Chaldee. And this was the same ones that came over and took over the land of Yada, polluted word for Judah, right?
Yeah.
And we just got done reading about Chaldees and the Babylonians, right?
Yeah.
So here they go right there, just took the land. So Ahasuerus, the one that was over 127 provinces, he's the one, his daddy, Darius' daddy is Ahasuerus, which is the Medes, right?
Hallelujah.
Now who is the Medes that we can read? Yeah, who is the Medes that we can read?
That we can read.
You're going to call it out if you don't know it. Hold on. You got it. It's your 537, Matthew. Hey, we're going to get right to it.
Hallelujah.
Sister Jones, you with me?
Hallelujah.
All right, Sister Jones, let me get, let's do a little rundown, a little history rundown. And we're going to read chapter Genesis. And we're going to read Genesis chapter 10. And once you pick it up, at chapter 10, verse 2.
Genesis chapter 10, verse 2.
Yeah.
The sons of Japheth.
Okay.
Gomer. And Magog. And
Magog. Stop right there. So we got Magog, right? And we just got done reading that in the book. What we was reading that, some, we just read something about Magog, right?
Yeah, Daniel
9-1. What was it?
Daniel 9-1.
Daniel 9-1 is one of them. We just seen that name exactly inside of the book of It's in the book of Esther.
Mm-hmm.
Just got done reading the exact same name in the book of Esther.
Bible study class, bottom part of the Bible day.
So you see that name right there, right? We just got finding out that Persia and Medes was the ones that was going to be taking over the land of Babylon with them Chaldeans over there. Nebuchadnezzar them, right?
Never.
So he just seen the word that says Medes, but we also just seen a word that says Medea, right?
Yeah.
So these two people are the same group of people, interchangeable words just feel different.
Yeah.
That's what y'all looking at right now. So let's go back and
they all Cushites.
Oh, look.
And they sound damn.
That's right.
So all them folks look like each other. How you got today all these old wicked camps calling about Japheth is the white man?
You see that? Looking
like Gentile Japheth is the white man. How is Japheth? Japheth looks just like that. Because Mordecai and Esther passed, and his daughter was in as one of the wives and passed along to everybody else.
That's it.
And he had all did it. Now, you tell me, how could a Jamaican today hide himself over there with his president house right now?
I put an article on the table right about now.
Come on, Elder. Come on. Bring it out, Elder.
This is dealing with the genetic makeup. Dealing with the first inhabitants of what they know as Europe.
Hallelujah, Guam. That's a time, good time, homie D. Hallelujah, Guam.
The makeup of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. Transformed about 1,000 to 5,000 years ago. Researchers have discovered. But they say it was a change. There were people there, and now all of a sudden you got another group of people.
Now, see, we just come to find out that the Vatican lineage has some rulership going on here too in this time. And Ahasuerus, he had 127 prophets.
That's right.
Where all the lineage of the tribe of Yahdah was at, right? And we're going to get to that too, and he's going to point this out too. We're going to get right back to that. Because this is the month of Adar.
We
need to pull all this time, all this back in, to show the world that you lying.
Hallelujah.
So, Mother D, I need you to go back, and I need you to read for me the book of Esther, chapter 1, and give me verse 3 again.
Because
we want to tie these names in together so we can see the Vatican lineage ruling some over here.
Yeah.
I didn't see them right here talking about, that's the white man and the white one. Okay, we better find out. They don't even know what the Vatican lineage yet no more today, but we know where they at according to the Bible.
Hallelujah.
We can read on these people.
We can read.
So let's see what got going on. We going to tell this story here. That's what we here for.
Hallelujah.
What we got going on, Mother D? Esther chapter 1, verse 3, what it read?
Esther chapter 1, verse 3.
Yeah.
In the third year of his reign, he made a feast unto all his princes and his servants, the power of Persia and Medes, the nobles and princes of the providence being before him.
So we got Ezra, right? I mean, we got in the book of Esther, we got, ain't got Ezra, right? But we finna go to Ezra's now.
Yeah.
Now we got, now we know that Ahasuerus' son is Darius, right?
Yeah.
Now let's see what he had to say about Darius in the first Ezra, chapter 3. We're gonna pick it up at verse 1, Mother E. What
What he got? What now? Let's see how this all this power is being passed down. Let's see how long they've been going at it for a long time, passing this power on down. We're going to see how long these Medes and these Persians been together too for so long.
Yeah.
How long they been buddies.
That's right. Let me chime in right quick.
Hallelujah. Go and bring in here, Chief.
If you look at an ancient map, you find out that...
That's right.
You find out that...
Madeira,
the one they call Medea.
Yep.
And Persia.
Mm-hmm.
Right next
door to each other. Right next door.
Hallelujah. Why? It makes
sense
that they would, as they say,
draw leads.
Hallelujah.
Watch my back. Right, I
watch your back. You see that?
Hey. And you know what? Why you who holding that for me? Hold that. My sister, why I said Sister Jones. Sister Jones got your book, Jubilee.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, let's do it then. I need you to tie in with me. I want this Elder Yada, I pull that out. I want to go pull this Jubilees. I want you to hold chapter 10, verse 35 and 36. And let's see how this leave was made. And we gonna check the lick out on that. But who holding something for me? We're supposed to be reading for me right now. Mother E. Thanks, Mother E. Now we go, First Ezra chapter 3, and I will need you to read. Pick it up at verse 1, and we're going to read down until we get our point. So see about King Darius, the son of Ahasuerus. Yes, ma'am.
Chapter 3.
First Ezra, chapter 3. We're going to pick it up at verse 1.